Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for April the 2nd. Today's devotion is entitled, Jesus Set His Face. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 51. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Luke wrote to assure his readers of the certainty of Christ's saving work. And in this verse, he marked a decisive turning point in Jesus' ministry. He described how the days were drawing near according to God's sovereign timetable, showing that Jesus moved forward not by human pressure, but by divine appointment. The phrase, to be taken up, pointed primarily to his ascension, yet it also encompassed the entire saving sequence of his cross, resurrection, and exaltation. Luke compressed the whole redemptive mission into one expression, emphasizing the final outcome of glory. He also recorded that Jesus set his face, a Hebrew idiom expressing firm resolve and unwavering commitment. Knowing fully the suffering, rejection, and death awaiting him in Jerusalem, Jesus moved forward deliberately. He headed to Jerusalem not as a victim of circumstance, but as the obedient son who willingly embraced his father's plan. On this day of Passion Week, as we remember the Last Supper and the betrayal in the garden, we are reminded that nothing about the cross was accidental. Jesus walked into that night with full awareness and steadfast purpose. We often allow circumstances, pressures, and fears to dictate our steps, but Jesus shows us what it means to live according to the Father's timing and will. When we face uncertainty or hardship, we can trust that God is at work on His perfect timetable. When obedience is costly, we can remember that our Savior has already walked that road with resolve. Today we are called to follow Him with the same settled commitment, trusting His purposes even when the path is difficult. Because Jesus set His face towards Jerusalem, for us, we can set our faces toward faithful obedience for Him. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank You for Your perfect timing and sovereign plan. You sent Your Son to accomplish our salvation at just the right time, and He walked forward with unwavering resolve. Forgive us for the times we shrink back or follow our own agenda. Strengthen us to trust Your timing and to obey Your will. Even when it's hard, help us to fix our hearts on Christ who set His face for us and to follow Him with courage and faith. In Jesus' name, amen.